Hello and welcome to a new episode with me, Manu from Japanese with Manu. Today's episode is about the Tsukimi Festival. Well, what does Tsukimi mean? Well, Tsuki means moon and mi comes from miru or mimasu, to see or to view or watch something. And that's exactly what you do. You watch the moon, you look at the moon. But what is the moon, or what does the moon stand for in Japanese culture? Well, first of all, usually in our culture we say there's the man on the moon or the mice in the moon, they eat the cheese because the moon has all the holes, right, the craters. But the Japanese people see rabbits, actually two rabbits that pound mochi. It's not mochi, it's mochi. Yes, and that is made by using specific kind of rice, mochi gome. Gome comes from kome, that is raw rice. Yeah, and they pound the mochi there, and if you really take a look at it, if you have a full moon, which is actually today, that's why we celebrate the Moon Fooding Festival today, on, well, it depends, because today is the 6th of October, but this is according to the lunar calendar. And nowadays we don't really celebrate the lunar calendar anymore. I mean, well, we could. And according to the lunar calendar, on the 15th evening, that's the day or the evening when we celebrate this festival. But not only once, but actually twice. The second time on the 13th. So the 15th, so the 15th evening is August 15th. And September 13th, which is Ju Sangya. Ju for 10, Sang for 3, and Ya for night or evening. Ju Goya, Ju 10, Go 5, Ya for evening again. Yes. The reason why we celebrate it now, like later, is because the Japanese adopted our time system. Yeah. That's why. So that's why it's according, like, old times was the lunar calendar month, and now we have the Gregorian calendar. Yeah. So, but why do we celebrate it twice? Well, on the 15th, you use sweet potatoes as a sacrifice. Imo. Imo is the word for sweet potato. Or satsumaimo. And this specific moon, so the moon has a name. So tsuki means moon, but usually you say otsuki-sama. Sama means like is the very polite version of sun, means which Mr., Miss, Mrs., whatever. And this moon is called Imo Megetsu. Megetsu means like famous. And Imo, as I said before, means the sweet potato. Imo Megetsu, so like the famous sweet potato moon. And on the 13th, it's the soybean moon. Mame. Mame Megetsu. Yeah, and it's really auspicious if you celebrate both festivals, both days. If you only celebrate it once, it's not as good, and the way it's called then is called kata tsukimi. Kata means single or like one way. For example, if you buy a ticket, which is only one way ticket, you would buy katamichi, one way. Ofuku would mean like back and there and back. Yeah, including the return ticket. Yeah. So originally, celebrating this moon viewing festival came from China, but it was adapted to Japan and mixed up with the Harvest Thanksgiving Festival, which took place on the full moon. Yeah. So we talked about the rabbit. The rabbit pounds mochi there, and so one rabbit moves the mochi rice while the other one strikes it with a hammer until we get this really sticky mochi dough. Yeah. So next time you have a possibility to look at the moon, take a look at the moon and try to find the two rabbits. What else do we see during this time period, or more like this season? Because it's not only like one day. Like if you're right now in Japan, or if you have realized or had the chance to be in Japan during this period of time, during like early fall, then you will see that Japanese restaurants offer all kinds of food that has the name tsukimi. Tsukimi burger, tsukimi burger, or tsukimi keiki, or tsukimi whatever. And yeah, so it's not only 1 or 2 days or 1 or 2 nights, but it's like the whole season where you can't bite it. But what else you see is this thing here. In Japanese, it's called Suzuki, and you could say it's called Pampas grass. I hope I pronounced that correctly. And this is a real thing. This is not like fake, so we really have to take care because otherwise it breaks. And the reason why they use this is basically a res because they resemble the rice ears before harvesting. And you know, you don't want to like waste the rice, so you use something which is similar you can't really eat. So Suzuki grass is the perfect way to replace rice. Yeah, so what actually do you really eat besides like the commercial things? Well, you eat tsukimi dango. You can see them here. Here. I mean, if you watch the YouTube version, if you just listen to podcast, just imagine white balls made of glutinous rice. And of course, if you celebrate the jugyo, the 15th evening, then you eat 15 dango. And if you celebrate Chuseok, you get 13 dango. And if you celebrate both, then you get 28. Yeah. Yeah. This is Sans, and his head, his skull, kind of looks like Tsukimi Dango because it's white and round. Don't eat him. What else? You eat Kinokazuki, which is actually a taro root that looks like when the upper part of the skin is removed, it looks like the courtliness from the Heian period, if you have a good imagination. Then you eat tsukimi udon. Udon are these thick wheat noodles in a nice broth. And for tsukimi udon, you put traditionally a raw egg on top that represents the moon because, like, the egg yolk looks like the moon. How nice. And in terms of drinks, yeah, of course, well, you drink sake. Actually, this vase here is actually a sake bottle. So, like, you pour the sake in here and then you pour it from there into small cups. And then you say, of course, kanpai, while you look longingly at the moon. Talking about the moon, saying in Japanese, today the moon looks beautiful, actually means I love you. Kyō no tsuki wa kirei desu ne. Kirei means beautiful. Yeah, there is. We are not really 100% sure if this is like really true or not. And if it's just like some well, made up story. But so yeah, the story is that the famous Japanese novelist Natsume Soseki from the Meiji era, which was around 1868 to 1912, and he was teaching English to some students. And one of the students was translating something from English to Japanese. And when there was the phrase, I love you, Soseki apparently translated this phrase to saying, the moon is beautiful, isn't it? Kyō no tsuki wa kirei desu ne. Which really shows the Japanese culture because saying things directly in Japan is absolutely not what you do. You go about it in a roundabout way, instead of directly saying what you mean or what you want to say. And yeah, well, taking a look at the moon together with somebody that you like, it gets you in the mood, right? So that's apparently how this phrase came about. And talking about like love relationships and then also talking about like proposing, the old style of how a guy proposed to his loved one was by saying, will you from now on wash my underwear every day, or will you from now on cook my miso soup? Cook miso soup for me. How romantic is that, right? But apparently that's what it was. And once in a while, I'd say jokingly to one of my students, you know, like, please. Don't never say that, or well, try and you will see what you get for it. Anyway, so that's it about skimmy. All right, maybe at the end, let's go through all the vocabulary we had today. So try and speak after me. Try and repeat. Tsuki. Tsuki. That's the moon. Miru. To see, to view, to watch. Chūgōya. 15th evening. Chūsanya. 13th evening. Imo. Sweet potato. Imo Megetsu, the potato moon. Mame, bean, or beans. Mame Megetsu, the bean moon. Katatsukimi, single moon viewing. Oh, I forgot something. Mangetsu, the full moon. Getsu is the Chinese pronunciation of tsuki. Talking about pronunciation, so we have tsuki, that's the Japanese pronunciation. Getsu and Gatsu. Gatsu is used for when you talk about month. Ichigatsu for January. So the month from 1 to 12, from January to December, are basically a combination of from 1 to 12, the numbers, plus Gatsu. Ichigatsu, Nigatsu, Sangatsu, Shigatsu. It's not Yong, it's Shi in this case. Shigatsu. 5月, 6月, 7月, 8月, 9月. It's not Q, it's K. 10月, 11月, 12月. Yes. And 月 is used for Monday. 月曜日. So 曜日 basically means day of the week. 月曜日 for Monday. 火曜日, that's the fire day, Tuesday. 水曜日, the water day, Wednesday. 木曜日, the wood day, for Thursday. 金曜日, the gold day, for Friday. 土曜日, the earth or soil or dirt day, for Saturday. And 日曜日, the Sunday. 日 stands for sun. That's easy, right? All right, back to vocabulary. So, we had the full moon. Usagi. Usagi, that's the rabbit. We had the mochi, the rice cake, and the tsukimi dango. Dango is a dumpling, usually steamed. Suzuki, that's these Japanese silver grass, pampas grass. Then you had the kinukazuki, the steamed taro, which actually means, word by word, wearing cloth. Then the taro imo, sato imo. It turns into taro root. Sato basically means village. So it's the village root because imo is satsumaimo, which is the sweet potato, jagaimo, which is the potato, and satoimo, which is the taro root. Then we had the tsukimi udon, the moon viewing udon. And harvest in Japanese means shūkaku, shūkaku. I think those are the most important vocabularies. If you haven't done it yet, sign up for my newsletter and automatically get all the notes I have here mentioned in my podcast, and you get the vocabulary list, so you don't have to take notes. You can just easily download the vocabulary list, print it out if you want, add some information, and then you're good to go to memorize some more words and have fun. I'll put the link in the description. Have a great day, and if you have the possibility, well, then celebrate Tsukimi. See you soon. Until next time, yours, Manu from Japanese with Manu. Thanks for listening and thanks for watching. See you soon. Matane. Bye bye.